GSK's chief executive, Sir Andrew Whitty, joins us from there now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Clearly, there are efforts going ahead to try to speed up the development of a vaccine. How quickly do you think, in ideal circumstances, could you get to the point where it really is available for widespread use?
So we're moving as first of all we're moving as fast as we possibly can. We should at GSK be in a position, if all goes well in the next few months, to have the initial vaccine doses available just before Christmas. Now, I think the right thing to do, and at least the current expectation, is that those initial doses will be used around healthcare workers in a clinical trial environment to make sure we know exactly what the efficacy of this vaccine is. And then as we move into 2015, we'd be in a position to quite rapidly expand the number of doses available as we go through in the year. But I think we all need to recognize that this is an unprecedented pace of development. We're literally doing in maybe 5 or 6 months what would normally take 5 or 6 years.
As far as you're concerned, what guarantees do you need about indemnity funding? Because you lost a lot in the vaccine for bird flu and the stockpiling of Tamiflu because you weren't indemnified or you weren't. What guarantees do you need or do you want?
Well, I think in the early phase, so for the phase I just described, we don't need any indemnities around that. But I think if and when a vaccine, particularly if a vaccine gets used in a broad way before all the normal trials have been undertaken, and if it's been used in, let's call it, an unconventional environment without the normal healthcare controls, then I think it's reasonable that there should be some level of indemnification because the vaccine's essentially been used in an emergency situation before we've all had the chance to confirm its absolute profile. And that's a situation where we'd look for some kind of indemnification, either from governments or from multilateral agencies.
And do you need those guarantees before this work will take place? Or is it going
on anyway?
No, we're
getting on with everything. No, we are doing it. So all of the work at GSK has started before anybody asked us to do anything. And I can tell you we've progressed very quickly in the last 4 months in the vaccine technical development. I've already ordered 5 production lines to allow us to expand production as we go through the end of this year and into next year. And all of that's being done without any guarantee of any indemnification or any financing because we know we are sat with a potential vaccine and we need to get on and make it available as fast as possible.